This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health has said the recent drop in demand for the COVID-19 vaccine is mirroring the nationwide drop. The news record says Campbell County is just above 20% fully vaccinated for the adult population. Director Jane Glazer says the department continues to emphasize the importance of vaccination in curbing future outbreaks and accelerating a return to normalcy in the community. Local residents expressed their concerns regarding a potential affiliation between Campbell County Health and UC Health at the first town hall meeting held on the subject at the beginning of the week. The next and final town hall will be the 19th at the public library. A Gillette woman faces attempted second-degree murder and aggravated burglary after allegedly stabbing her ex-boyfriend earlier this week. Carissa Bowling appeared in court and was given a $100,000 bond and a preliminary hearing date set for the 19th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Jane Glazer, executive director of the Campbell County Health Department, has said that public health is preparing for the approval of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for people 12 and older. Federal officials this week are expected to decide on emergency use of the vaccine. According to the news record, Glazer says the department has gotten calls from parents about vaccinating their kids. Public health has received a cold storage unit to handle the temperature-sensitive vaccines and plans to offer shots at its main office. She also said she hopes folks continue to get vaccinated, as that is what will help Campbell County get back to normal life. At a budget workshop meeting last week, Campbell County commissioners came to the conclusion that the city cannot contribute any funding towards keeping the Greenhouse Group Home open. State budget cuts have mandated that the facility close this summer. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.